Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for The Performance Difference. The Performance Difference, featuring leading executives and HR professionals, focusing on recruiting, retaining, and improving employees. Now here's your host, Lori Genevieve.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Performance Difference Radio. And, you know, of course, our show focuses on improving your talent and performance, but I thought it was very timely with it being the holiday season. Of course, we all have just finished having a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner to look at how exercising can affect not only your physical performance, but also your mental capacity and make better decisions. And today I am so happy to have Eric Johnson with me. Hello, Eric.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Oh, I did. I had an excellent, you know, had family in. It was just excellent experience.
Yeah. And the weather was great around here for sure.
Oh, yes.
In regards to it. And now Eric owns is a personal trainer, but also owns his own company called Electrifying Jewel Performance. But you're more than that. Tell everyone a little bit about your background.
Well, I'm from Los Angeles, California. Went to Arizona last couple of years of high school, and I also played college football at the University of Nebraska, where we won 3 national championships. Lost 3 games in 4 years. They had one of the best weight room programs there, and it allowed me to go into the NFL, where I played 8 years, had 2 Pro Bowls, and it was an excellent experience, and that's what led me into actually training.
So. Oh, great. And, Electrifying Jewel, and Jewel is not spelled like the Jewel. How do you spell Jewel?
It's J-O-U-L-E.
And how did you come up with that name?
Well, a lot of people call me EJ, mm-hmm. which is Eric Johnson.
Right.
And so I was looking for something with my initials in it, and also I wanted it to be exciting. So you got your electrifying, and Jewel is the measurement of force. It's J-O-U-L-E. It's not the normal jewel,
right,
like the stone.
So. That's awesome. And what led you to, I know you played football and stuff, uh-huh. but why open up this business? What is the objective of the business?
Well, the whole objective was for athletes. You know, we counsel athletes as well as we train them. But I wanted to teach them about their body and things that helped me throughout my whole football career. And, we help them with money, with finances, getting to the correct people.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, you have a statistics where 70% of guys go broke after the 3rd year out of the NFL. So, and that's
why is that? Because money or?
I think it is. You have a lot of single parent homes, and then you also have the issue where once you get a lot of money and you don't have a plan to do things with it after football, and you see big checks coming in, you see like $500,000 this week, and you're getting that weekly for 16 weeks. You know, some guys just think that it's going to happen. You're going to have that money forever.
Right.
But instead of putting up and learning to invest and, you know, putting up with your mutual funds, setting yourself up. Mm-hmm. But the NFL, it has a really good program where they have their 401ks and everything else where they put in $10,000 and then they get it matched with $30,000 every year.
Wow.
But you'll be surprised how many guys do not do it because they see so much money come through their hand. So
interesting.
So I always tell guys, you know, if you're going to go, I'd rather you not buy a car, get a house, and, you know, and you'd be surprised what you see. So we do a lot of mentoring with those guys, and, you know, and I've seen it. You mm-hmm. know, I've seen it firsthand. So that was one of the main objectives. And then being there, then I have these young college guys to the point to where I get a chance to get to them before they get to that stage so they can make better decisions with their finances and with their business and carry it over even after they're done playing football. And also, you'll see a lot of guys with the NFL. The NFL is a really tough business to where, like just for example, for myself, mm-hmm. I've had 3 different bulging discs in my back.
Wow.
I've had torn meniscus, torn labrum, and usually what happens with people is they shut down or they go into a depressed state and they not work out anymore, and then their body gets worse.
Huh.
And so that's what I'm here to do, is to educate them on keeping their actual bodies fit. And by doing that, it turned into, you get younger guys, you get even younger guys. Like, I mean, I have professional hockey guys. I have professional soccer guys. Mm-hmm. And I also have a lot of lacrosse girls and everything else. And it's very important for females to get speed and agility at a younger age and stuff like that, because of the simple fact that when they don't, you have one in every five ladies hurt themselves because their hips are wider than guys.
Right.
So when they bend their knees, a little bit different. Their knees go in before they take a shot.
Huh.
And everything else. So you give them just the fundamentals. So
right.
And those are the things that it just got me into the mold. And then also, you know, me and my partner Earl Williams, we have a program. It's called KISS. It's keeping kids in school.
Okay.
But also, what we're doing is, you see a lot of obese kids here in America because,
yes,
you know, you got a lot of your video games and everything else. And we're having more problems, health problems with kids than we should have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how, you know, I know you also not only deal with professionals, but you also deal with executives.
Correct.
And I, you know, was in prepping for this interview this week, and I was looking up the research.
Mm-hmm.
How does working out help a business person with their able to make decisions and and clarity and such?
Well, when you look at it, you know, most jobs are stressful.
Yes.
You know, especially when you're working for yourself, especially when you're hiring people. You know, I mean, it could do a couple of different things. You know, if you look good, you feel good, you're confident, and you got more people that's going to do business with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you represent the company. But also, you can handle stress a lot better, and you don't miss as much work because of the simple fact that you're not going to be in the hospital, or you're not going to be, you know, I mean, it alleviates health problems.
Right. And how does, I mean, it seems to make sense, but I'm not sure how to articulate it. How does working out reduce your stress level?
Well, there's a couple of different ways. When you're working out, you're able to clear your mind.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. It's not constantly on work.
Right.
So it goes to your workout.
Mm-hmm.
And when you take your mind off of that for a little bit, when you come back, your mind is refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have, you know, you're not thinking about, oh, well, I got to get these reports done, or oh, I got to get this done.
Right.
You know? So that's one way.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, too, I told you, you know, years ago I had a trainer, and in some ways, if I had things about work on my mind, I would talk to them. In some ways, they were almost like my mini therapists at the same time and help and deal with situations. What other benefits, like, you know, what do you see could be benefits for a company? You know, are companies still doing a lot of health and wellness plans?
They are. You know, they're with their insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are getting breaks on insurance, and companies are giving people money or allotments to work out because, I mean, if you look at the Mayo Clinic, shows that 85% of people that work out are doing better with sales because they feel more competitive because they're working out and they feel comfortable and so on.
Oh, wow. Great. And then, you know, in talking about let's just talk about, you know, with all the holiday events, of course, you know, I'm still full from what I ate on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
What types of, or like we were talking about, you know, after eating a heavy meal, you feel full and such. And to be successful in business, what kind of eating and food do you think people should do?
You should have more protein.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, some people may think that coffee is bad, but coffee is actually pretty good.
Oh, right.
Well, now I didn't say the lattes now. You don't want to put 42 sugars in there.
I just put one Splenda.
That's cool. That's good. That is good. Well, you know, coffee is good because it does a couple things. You know, it it gives you a energy boost,
mm-hmm.
and believe it or not, you're burning fat all day.
From drinking coffee.
Correct, because it speeds up your metabolism.
So. Oh, okay, great, great. And then what, you know, especially say people in sales or someone's uh-huh. got an important meeting, you know, what are some good foods, you know, like if you go out to lunch again, it's almost like Thanksgiving, you go uh-huh. eat a heavy lunch and then you're done for the rest of the day. You have that afternoon. What are some foods and such that people should focus on, again, to help their brain performance to stay uh-huh. on top of their own game?
Well, it just kind of depends. It depends on female versus male.
Okay, so tell about the male.
Okay, so like for males, if you feel like you're overweight and if you can look in the mirror and see the fact that you're overweight, you want to cut a lot of the breads out, cut a lot of the carbs, and go to complex carbs like your vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And for women, you know, you got to be careful with salads. Women think, oh, I'm just going to have a salad. But if you think about it, do you know, like the hot dog contest or the pie eating contest,
yeah.
what they do is they eat a whole bunch of salad, like a lot, like iceberg lettuce.
Yeah.
They just, like, they fill their stomach up. And what that does, it expands your stomach and it makes you hungrier.
Interesting.
Right. So, like, if you're having a salad, make sure that you have an equal amount of meat versus just the salad.
Okay. So having grilled chicken or fish or
correct.
That type of thing.
Uh-huh.
So, interesting. You know, actually, just in this personal note for me, so beef, is it good to eat? Like, when you say proteins, what uh-huh. are some of the best foods to get your proteins
on? Well, you have
on?
Your chicken.
Mm-hmm.
You have your eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And always you have your fish. And then always, I always feel that people should get either their krill pills or fish oil pills.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you get, I mean, the best way to do it, I would say just start with like a man's one a day or a woman's one a day.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that can help you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then before I get off of the actual subject, I want to go in and just talk about, you know, people, they want to eat out a lot.
Yes.
Versus, say, if you're in the office and you don't have meetings, instead of going to a place to get you some lunch, and a lot of people are like, well, oh, I don't have time.
Right.
Well, the thing is, if you start on the weekends and just kind of prepare your lunches,
mm-hmm.
and that'll help you as well, too. And believe it or not, you save money that way.
Oh, yeah. I know my husband actually, he works out of the house and he still loves to, that's just the one thing he loves to do. He loves to eat out.
Right. And if you do have to go out, there's things that you can do. You know, say if you get a burger,
mm-hmm.
Take one piece of the bread off.
Okay.
Take the top layer off. You still can put your condiments on it.
Mm-hmm.
Or instead of using the bread at all,
right.
you can do that. Or instead of doing French fries, do sweet potato fries. You know, mm-hmm. or if you're going to have the French fries with it, just take a couple.
Right.
And try to get you more tea that you can, like, control the sugar with.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful with sodas.
Mm-hmm.
Soda pop has a high content of sugars.
Right.
And a lot of people use it mainly for the caffeine, and it tastes good. You know, they have the 5-hour energies.
Yes.
Those are pretty good. You have your Red Bulls. They have too much sugar.
Yeah, I've never had a Red Bull.
Right.
And how, you know, I'm going on a little bit to the medical. So
that's
having
okay.
this extra bread and all that, what does it to do someone's brain? You know, how does it impact their ability to make decisions or, you know, be on top of their game? Having all that extra carbs, what does it physically do to someone?
Well, I mean, it's not so much of the bread, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have high energy foods, like you want your peanuts. Keep you some peanuts at the desk.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have foods like that, you know. You obviously want to have your more vegetables,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, the bread is not necessarily bad.
Right.
It just, they have different type of breads that have a lot of sugar. You have a lot of, you know, you get your yeast and
mm-hmm.
all of that stuff. It doesn't really affect your brain that much,
mm-hmm.
but when it affects your body and you feel sluggish, and you know, you're like, oh, and that's all you can think about is food, or you're tired.
Right.
I mean, those are some of the things. But when you eat a little bit lighter, you eat smaller meals,
mm-hmm.
and you get more energy. But say like we try to cram it in, you want to eat two big meals, or I want to eat, I'm just going, I didn't eat breakfast, or I didn't eat lunch, so I'm going to go ahead and binge lunch today. I'm going to binge in today.
Right.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Because what happens is it slows down your metabolism. When your metabolism slows down,
mm-hmm.
then you start to feel sluggish and you're tired. And also, like with males, okay? I want to go back to the working out. I apologize about that. But
it's all about.
Just going with males, okay, you find that men over the age of 30 lose testosterone, okay? And when you start losing testosterone, what happens is you start to get tired, or you get anxious, or you can't sit long, or you start falling asleep,
mm-hmm.
or you're just not motivated.
Right.
But now when you lift on your legs, even if it's just doing body weight squats, you can do lunges, you can do wall sits,
mm-hmm.
you can get up out of your chair, you can do some front kicks in your slacks,
right.
Either or. But what it does, when you work on your legs for males, it raises the natural testosterone in your body, which also gives you energy.
Oh, interesting. So even doing something simple in your cubicle or desk, uh-huh. or those types of things. Talk about women. You talked about men, the testosterone levels go low. What about women? What are some changes they have to be aware of that can affect their overall mental and physical performance?
With women, they have to be careful with hormones.
Okay.
You know? And I know I don't want to sound rude, but like, you know, when they get
time
of the month and all of that stuff,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's when you really want to stay away from the red meat and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go more towards the chicken, and it keeps away. And if you have a craving,
right.
you have to take it. Now, I know, guys, I know that sounds funny, but
mm-hmm.
when women, they have a craving for chocolate and stuff like that, go ahead and take that. Because what that does is that feeds the hormones.
Oh, okay.
And when you feed those hormones, you feel a lot better, you're more relaxed, you're more calm, and you're able to do what you need to get done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I know, you know, as I'm getting older, I'm not as flexible and such as I used to be. So I totally get that. I'm starting to feel like my mom, you know. I was like, oh, no, I know what my mom meant, or my older sister meant when they, as getting older. Well, good. Well, we actually have one of your clients calling in and want to talk to him for a little bit. And
okay.
So, Ray, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, Ray.
How y'all doing?
Good. And Ray Hicks is a client of Eric's, and he's with Sire Logistics. He's a regional manager. And, Ray, talk about how before you started a regular exercise regimen and working with Eric, how do you feel like your decision-making skills were then between what they are now?
Before, I was very lazy. Very lazy, and that, you know, work, which went over to your personalized back to work. But once I got into the gym with Eric, you know, EJ,
mm-hmm.
he showed me some workouts, and he actually pushed me past my low thinking. You know, once a person, I'm 40 years old, once you feel pain, you want to back off.
Yes.
He showed you to go beyond that pain and the benefits of it. And once you see that first result, it's over. You're pushing. And you're going to keep pushing, you know. You're going to keep pushing. But it makes you a more sharper thinker, and it keeps you thinking more like, hey, well, tomorrow when I come to work, I'm going to knock this out. And the same as the gym. It went hand in hand for me, you know. When I went to work, I had more energy to knock more things out. And when I went to the gym, I had more energy to knock even more things out because of the result, the personal result.
Yeah, how did it mentally, you know, was it done for your self-esteem and all that?
Self-esteem?
Mm-hmm.
Once I put on an old shirt that I couldn't wear and I was able to tuck it in, self-esteem was like I was 16-year-old back on the football team again.
Oh, wow.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I was like, okay, it works. And like, you know, early in the interview, you know, we talked about confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right. When you look good, you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
That is a true statement.
And how do you feel, you know, do you manage employees? Like, how do you feel working out helps your ability to just be an effective employee for your company?
It clears your mind. It clears your mind of all the negative stuff. Once you work out, there's a positive thing that takes over.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't be negative and going to a gym. You won't get anything done. And it's the same with work. If you come in negative, you won't get anything done. So the attitude transitions. And when you're managing people, no matter how difficult they are, mm-hmm. when you don't have a lot of additive stress, it makes the day smooth. You know what to say, how to say it, and you think. You find yourself thinking more.
Mm-hmm.
So you think before you react. and you know, hey, it makes for a peaceful day, put it that way.
Oh, I can understand. I mean, I can see where it would just like clear your mind. And so
yes.
so that you can think more clearly. I'm curious
Correct.
To know, have you happened to have any feedback, you know, from people that you work with and such since from the time you started, like what differences they see in you?
When they start seeing it, when people start seeing the difference, and, you know, not to knock the females, but they'll start poking on you more like, hey, you look like you're losing a few pounds. And that's when you can tell. That's when the grin just gets big as the sun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the same with the and same for the wife. You know, and that's another thing. I know this is a PG show, but I'm going to tell you, fellas, the sex drive goes through the roof. It goes through the roof. I mean, like I said, working out is like the best thing you can do, you know, to preserve your own life. And my company also has it's like a benefit thing that if you are working out, you get benefits for that. But if you aren't, they do a pretest and they will tax you if the health isn't up to par.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So they give you benefits if you do work out, but then they tax you if you don't?
Correct.
Because
Well, I'm not going to say they don't. It's like this. We have an option to take a pre-screening.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that take it, and we call it the Know Your Numbers program.
Mm-hmm.
Those that take it will get they won't put an additional cost onto your base rate insurance plan.
Mm-hmm.
And those who don't take it, they'll put that additive cost on there.
Oh, if you don't take the assessment itself.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, you know,
so that's a motivator as well.
Oh, most definitely. And I think companies need to start looking like that, you know, Eric, like you were saying, you know, with obesity, not only in children, but in adults. I actually heard this weekend, I was watching a news show, and they said that not only are Americans heavier, but we are thinking our ideal weight is 10 pounds heavier than what it used to be.
That's true.
And again, that all affects, you know, the performance and such. What, for people that want to start out, you know,
uh-huh.
of course, you know, you talk about athletes and
right.
and all that, but for the regular Joe like
uh-huh.
me, do I need to work out like a, you know, someone trying to go to Olympics to make a difference or?
No, you don't. Believe it or not, the thing that you want to do is you want to create the habit. If you have one day, if it's Saturday, just take you about 15, 20 minutes, okay, just pick you one day out the week. And just start working out, even if it's cardio, even if it's a walk on a treadmill, if it's a walk at the park, even if it's just sitting there stretching. Believe it or not, Ray can attest to this. When you stretch, your heart rate is going to raise.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're raising your heart rate, you do things to raise your heart rate. Even if it's jumping jacks, you can sit there and punch. You can swing your arms. Working out is just a matter of moving your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to get off the subject, but I wanted to read something here that's also from the Mayo Clinic.
Hmm.
And it says, worry about heart disease. And well, hold on one second, just going back. Now, that's the high cholesterol, all those things. These are the normal things that you're getting from people who's at work. And, you know, they spend their whole life working and investing
mm-hmm.
and doing everything else into their future. But if you're not around to do it, then it was all for nothing.
right.
unless you've done it for your family. But you have a lot of heart diseases and everything else. But I'm going to read this here from the Mayo Clinic. It says, worry about heart disease, hoping to prevent high blood pressure. It says, no matter what your current weight is or being active boosts your high-density lipoproteins, which is the HDL, or is good cholesterol that decreases unhealthy triglycerides. This 1-2 punch keeps your blood flowing smoothly, which decreases your risk of cardiovascular disease. In fact, regular physical activity can help you prevent or manage a wide range of health problems and concerns, including strokes, metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes, depression, and certain types of cancers, arthritis, and falls. And with all of this, it basically telling you the more you work out, the less health problems you're going to have, and the more you'll be able to get to your retirement state and be able to enjoy your retirement state.
Well, you know, and also we were talking about companies, you know, like Ray was talking about his company. We're talking about individuals. But, you know, for anybody listening who owns a business,
uh-huh.
it would behoove them to think about, you know, what kind of benefits I can offer
uh-huh.
and offer things like health programs and giving incentives to his workout, because mentally they're going to, you know, improve better.
Uh-huh.
There's probably going to be better teamwork and communication if people are working out, you know,
right.
with clear minds, and they'll be around longer to help support the business.
Well, that's true. And just think of it like this. Say if you have two ladies, okay?
Okay.
And she works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you have one lady that's overweight, and then you have another lady that's not overweight. They have the same qualifications, everything else, and with this being a man's world, there's no disrespect to the ladies.
Right.
Which one do you think that the guy's really going to listen to as much? Even if the lady that's out of shape is telling him more and she has more knowledge, which one is going to be an eye catcher for
right.
that person?
Right. Well, I think, too, you know, and I fully understand and appreciate what you're saying, but
uh-huh.
I think also if you had the same situation where it's two men,
that's,
you know.
That's exactly the truth.
It just, unfortunately, you know, we all are very visual, you
mm-hmm.
know, perception. And if
right.
that's the first thing you see, they talk about an interview, what's the first thing you see? And
uh-huh.
it happens.
You can't go into a business with sweatpants on or
right.
an interview with sweatpants on.
Right.
And just like with a man, just I'll give you two scenarios. So say if you have a guy and he gives you a soft handshake, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, guys, their preconceptions go off.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have a guy that's out of shape versus a guy that's in shape, I mean, they automatically think, oh, this guy is weak, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or he's not taking care of himself. What is he going to do with the business, you know?
Right, right.
So,
you know, Ray, actually, in your role as regional manager, do you have people under you? Do you hire people?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And
I do.
How have you, you know, well, of course, like you said, your company has a whole health program in regards to
uh-huh.
it. But because of your also newfound, you know, happiness with working out, are you telling others, or the way you perceive your people now that you work out and all the confidence, has it changed a little bit?
Well, not as I perceive. I still perceive them as the same people, but in our office, it's a little different.
Mm-hmm.
In my office, I have a lot of competitors. So if once I get on the saddle and just start rolling the workout, it just somehow it gets all the way around the office.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just like no one wants to be left behind.
Oh, very
you know,
nice.
Which is a beautiful thing. So in my office, you know, I still perceive, you know, you go off qualifications and things of that nature.
Right.
But, you know, in our office, once one person hits it and takes off, it's everybody doing it.
Oh, mm-hmm. nice. Oh, that's awesome. That's
awesome.
And I just had a question. It left my mind. Eric, what else in regards to the benefits or working out would you have we not covered that you'd like to get across?
Well, I'd like to go back and just talk to about how to create that actual habit of working out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know when it's your off day. If you can get up in the morning and do it, I mean, it's probably the best time because you're you did it and it's out the way.
Right.
But if you can't due to the work and you know you got to beat the traffic, try to get some. I mean, I recommend for people to just try something at home, even if it's jumping jacks. If you do 30 jumping jacks and then rest for 30 seconds, and then do that probably about 4 to 5 times, I guarantee you'll raise your heart rate. And then say if you have injuries like knee injuries and so on, you can just do steps. You can just march in place, like high knee marches, like you're running but you're marching. You know,
mm-hmm.
I recommend stretching for everybody. And, you know, a beautiful thing about, well, I'll say it's a scary thing about your muscles is that if you don't use them, you lose them. And I'm not talking about just in looks. Like, you have people that it's hard to lay on the ground where you can barely even lift your legs. And it may not affect you now,
mm-hmm.
but as we get older and you're done with the workforce, I mean, it's going to be hard on you to move around and so on. But the more you use them, I mean, if you're doing bicep curls, you'll be fine. You're doing leg extensions. I mean, that's not a hard machine. That's like the machine that you sit down and you kick it out. Or you have leg curls where you lay on your stomach and you're pulling it to you. You know, and that and for women, that helps keep away cellulite. The more, and believe it or not, lifting weights burn more calories. It takes more calories to lift weights than it does to jog. But the average person should get at least about 2 to 3 days of cardio. And when I say cardio, it don't have to be 2 hours, 42 hours. You just need about 15 to 30 minutes a day.
Oh,
and
really?
If you can just start with 10 minutes a day, or just do 10 minutes, just take Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Okay.
Or even if you just take Saturday and Sunday,
mm-hmm.
then just start it there. It'll make things a lot easier, and you're on your start to a healthier life. A more comfortable business life. When I say that, I mean that you'll have more energy.
Right.
You'll be more confident in yourself, and also you'll look better.
Yes. Well, and actually something you just said triggered me. You know, of course, you know, we want to increase our own mental capacity and physical uh-huh. performance at work, mm-hmm. but not only that, but when you retire, you would like to be able to live a long, happy life. You
That's
know,
correct.
You don't, you want to work to live, not live to work.
Correct.
And it helps with that. Would you agree with that, Ray?
I totally agree. And what I would like to add as well. And when I tell you, when I first started, you know, getting back into the swing of things, and a lot of people, you know, you have two voices in your head going on. You have two voices. You're going to have a negative and you're going to have a positive.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Your positive has to outweigh the negative until you completely push it, until you completely just push it out. Because mm-hmm. you're going to say, hey, I'm going to go to the gym after work. As soon as you get to the stoplight, you're going to say, I'm going to go home today.
Right, exactly.
Cannot listen. You cannot give into that voice. You cannot give into that voice.
Mm-hmm.
You have to say, because some of the best workouts I've ever had is when I didn't want to be in the gym.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Why do you think
extreme.
That? Why do you think that's a case?
I take... Because you don't have your mind fixated on negative.
Mm.
You went straight, you surpassed the negative and went inside the gym, and you really got down to it. I really got down to it.
Uh-huh.
You know, with the help of EJ, you know, he helped my mental and my physical more than he can ever imagine.
Oh, that's great.
Well, sorry about that. I'm going to jump in with that. And Ray is correct. I mean, and that's with life in general. You know, you're always going to have multiple voices going on, be like, oh, well, I'll do this in the morning. And what I found out in business, sorry about that, I just got to jump back.
That's good.
If you do one thing a week towards your business will be successful. And if you stay on that actual path, and that's the same thing with just like you got to change your thinking, like as far as like like Ray, remember when you were going through the struggles with eating late, and we changed it to popcorn. you know?
Yes, sir. Yes.
And so I mean, it's little bitty things like that. You got to change your habits. And then as far as like going on a diet, that's the hardest thing in the world to do.
Right.
But if you can do it for one day and just take each, I mean, so do it for one day each week until that gets easy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you be like, well, I'm going to add an extra day in. And then you add 2 days in, you know?
Right.
And to the point to where you'll get to the point to where you're dieting for 5 days, and then you enjoy yourself on the weekends. Always leave the weekends to do what you want to do, so it makes everything comfortable.
Right. Without going too crazy.
Going too crazy. Don't go in the backyard and fill your pool up with ice cream and jump in it.
You know, actually, what you were just talking about, so Ray's talked about him, but tell us about Ray. When you first saw him and came in, what were some of his goals like and all that from your perspective?
Well, when I first met Ray, he would come in, but he would come in seasonal. As it got closer to the summer, he'll look real good, or if he was getting prepared for a trip. And then and I was like, Ray, you can't let yourself go like that. Ray is an athletic guy, played football. You know, sorry about the Big Ten. Nebraska's going to the Big Ten championship. He's a Michigan guy. But I had to throw that in there, sorry. But Ray is one of those guys that, he's a competitor. He's a competitive person. And he was just tired of the way he looked and the way he felt. And Ray didn't even think that he was going to be able to jog again. Now Ray is a constant jogger.
Wow.
He's a constant jogger.
And that was one of my mind hurdles. One of those, that was one of the hurdles in my mind. I went from doing a 33-minute mile to getting down to 6 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Exactly. Then jump right into the workout.
Oh, my gosh. That's a huge leap.
Huge.
But it didn't happen overnight. And I do got to tell that. I got to tell everybody it didn't happen overnight. You got to take things in steps. I mean, that's just how the world works. You take one step to get to the next.
Mm. And I think that's one of the biggest things that people can get out of this. You know, again, like you said, just 15 minutes a day.
Uh-huh.
Could be a brisk walk, could be going up and down stairs a few times, doing some, mm-hmm. you know, leg lifts or crunches or lunges and all that kind of stuff, 15 minutes a day.
And even, you know, say if you work in a building with an elevator to where you're not 7 flights or you're not 20 flights,
right.
And say you're about 3-4 flights, take the stairs mm-hmm. instead of just taking the elevator, you know?
Right.
Take that extra walk. You go grocery shopping with your wife, you know, walk around the grocery store.
Right.
You know, play with your kids, take your kids outside. I know you'd be tired. Just take them out and just go for a walk with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's little bitty things. If you have a dog, you have to take your dog for a walk, you know?
Right.
So it's just little bitty things that'll help you. And just like what we were talking about and you was asking earlier, how does working out help you to make better decisions,
mm-hmm.
and especially in the workforce. So say if there's things that you're undisciplined with, if you can fix your physical, then it shouldn't be anything for you to fix whatever you got going on at work.
How so?
Well, for example, I mean, you take steps. So, I mean, I guess if you learn the process, if you can teach yourself how to diet, you can teach yourself how to become better with work.
Mm-hmm.
And, those are just one of those things. You take steps. Take small steps.
Developing a process.
Developing a process or just a habit. Creating. Mm-hmm. So consistency is just the key.
Right, right. Actually, it's, you know, Friday I, you know, had to do some client work and stuff. And, mm-hmm. I work out of the house. And I was like, oh, I'm going stir crazy and thinking about uh-huh. things. And I actually said to my kids, hey, let's go for a walk.
Uh-huh.
And spent 20 minutes. And it was like, to follow up what you said, it did. Uh-huh. It cleared my mind. I was like, okay, this is great. And it got my mind off, you know, uh-huh. off work and into just being with my kids and moved my body around.
See, and that's the key, you know. Sometimes you can have your focus on things and you can be focused on one thing too much to the point that sometimes when you step away from it, when you come back, I mean, you may even get newer ideas
exactly.
or you may figure out an easier way to do it. I mean, that's the same way with school. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, when we were in school, you know, they break it up. They break it up, you know.
Right.
Just like, I mean, if you look at a college schedule, you don't have – I mean, some people have classes back to back to back, but then they also have some where you go to a couple of classes back to back, and then you get a lunchtime.
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back just so you can be fresh, you know.
Right.
So
that, you know, translate that to the working world, people should think about that as well. Maybe every
right.
2 hours – Do something. You know, walk down the hallway, do uh-huh. a lap around. I used to do that. One of the companies I used to work with, it was a big building. And if you walked, it was almost like walking a track.
Uh-huh.
And you could walk that a couple times. Like, okay, I can do this again.
That's right. Uh-huh. And I hope we're not smoking cigarettes, but say if you are smoking cigarettes, don't just stand and smoke your cigarette. Take a walk. Take you a walk. And I think that'll help you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's little bitty things that you can do at an office building. I mean, you can stand up. Say if you're on the phones all day. I know you probably have a headphones on.
Right.
So get up and take you a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And you can still make the same exact calls unless you need your computer. Say if you're sitting at the computer desk, and we call it the, what is that, Tyrannosaurus Rex. You know, they're looking like they had a Tyrannosaurus Rex just sitting at
over.
The table.
Yes.
So take this. Scoot your chair back. Sit up and do it, you know, sit on the edge of your chair and just and keep your posture, you know, because sitting like that for so long, I mean, you get a couple of things, you know, your back will start hurting, your hands will start hurting, your neck will start hurting, you know, get up, stretch out,
yep,
squeeze your core, sit up on the top part and keeping your core tight. Don't just let your stomach just relax. When you're keeping your core tight, what you're doing is you're actually doing a workout right there. You're building your core muscles, called the cage, all the way around the edges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what Ray's doing, but all of a sudden as he's talking, I'm sitting up in my chair. I'm putting my arms, you know, my shoulders back, as my mom always said.
My posture stays good.
Oh, yeah.
Because of EJ, my posture stays good.
You and I haven't visually met, but I can just see you strutting down the hallway with your arms, you know, shoulders back, and you just got the confidence of the world.
You got to have it. You got to have it. You
got to
have it. You got to have it. You don't want to, that's something you don't want to lose is your confidence.
I can tell you now people, Ray walk around, be like, hey, man, who you play for?
Really?
And that's what I was getting, yeah. Uh-huh. That's exactly what I was getting.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My
Even goodness. When I coached 6-year-olds this year, 6-year-old football.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And that's exactly what who did you used to play for? you know, clear your throat. Well.
Oh, my gosh. I have an almost 6-year-old at home, so God bless you for managing a bunch of 6-year-olds in football. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good. Well, gosh, this has been awesome. We'll definitely have to have you back sometime. But, Eric, before we go, what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
You can go ahead and email me. You can give me a call email at eric@georgiasportsperformance.com. Once again, that's Eric, E-R-I-C, at georgiasportsperformance.com.
Great, and we also will have a link to this show by tomorrow with your bio and information as well, so people can refer to that. And you know, Ray, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to talk to us and talk about.
Hey, I appreciate it for having me. I enjoyed it.
Great,
and I appreciate it.
And Eric, thank you. It's been a pleasure meeting you. Like I said, I definitely have to have you back.
Oh, most definitely. You let me know anytime. And I do have to let your listeners know. Now, your host is she does Taekwondo now. So if you see her on the street, you might get your butt kicked. So
that's right. Step away.
Step away.
All right. Well, thanks so much. And check us out again next Monday here at 11:30 at Performance Difference Radio.
All righty. Thank you, guys.
Today's show has been brought to you by The Performance Difference, dedicated to helping you achieve your business goals through employee growth. To learn more, please visit theperformancedifference.com.